Just a few short years ago, Arlington National Cemetery was mired in a management scandal of misspent funds, poorly documented graves, and lack of maintenance. A short few years later, the Army having taken control, the cemetery received glowing reports from the Inspector General. Today, the cemetery is about to undertake a major expansion. Joining me with more, the new superintendent, Kate Kelly. Ms. Kelly, good to have you on.
Thank you so much.
I guess you've been there more than a year now, so really you're not the brand new superintendent.
That's true. I've been here a little over a year and a half now, and this is actually my second time at the cemetery.
And it really has made a comeback from those dark years of a few years ago. Tell us just briefly how the management setup works, because there are multiple agency partners involved with the cemetery itself.
Well, we certainly have adjacent partners. The Park Service has property inside the cemetery. That's the Lee Mansion and also Memorial Ave. And, of course, we work closely with Arlington County and the Pentagon Reservation, Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall, just up the hill from us. But really, the Army runs Arlington National Cemetery, and that management is clearly within the purview of the Army.
And give us a sense of how many people are buried there now, and what is your capacity for the future before this new expansion?
Well, that's actually our biggest strategic challenge right now, Tom. We have approximately 400,000 buried here already, but what we really have is an inordinate demand for the remaining grave sites. Right now, we have less than 106,000 burial spaces that remain within the current footprint of Arlington National Cemetery. And so our real future challenge is how do we continue to expand and support the veteran population that we need to. There's certainly a very sharp interest in coming to Arlington National Cemetery, and a lot of that has to do not only with the increased population of veterans, but also the amazing turnaround that Arlington has made in the last 5 to 6 years.
And I want to get to that, but first let's talk about the expansion. It's into the Navy Annex territory, and that had buildings that I guess everyone expected to be torn down 60 years ago, but only recently was vacated.
Certainly. They were taken down, and much of that land has been prepared for eventual expansion. The Navy Annex buildings that you refer to were certainly an eyesore and should have been down years ago, but they have been taken down, and that prepares us for bringing the southern boundary of the cemetery out further that will then, of course, allow us additional interment space for the cemetery.
What kind of negotiations took place to be able to acquire that land? Was it federal property, or was it part of Arlington County?
Certainly the buildings that the Navy Annex were on were federal property, and much of the land today is already owned by the Army. But we are in cost negotiations with Arlington County and with the Commonwealth of Virginia, specifically VDOT, the Department of Transportation, for a few small parcels of land that they own that we need to acquire in order to maximize contiguous burial space for veterans.
But the main bulk of it, which was the Navy Annex, is contiguous to the existing cemetery?
Part of it is contiguous, yes. And the bulk of it actually is already owned by Army.
But you're confident that with VDOT and the Commonwealth, they'll be able to reach some sort of an agreement so that you can get that one big blob that you need?
That's what we absolutely are hopeful for. The county and VDOT have been great partners with us, and we're in negotiations with them right now. We're certainly very, very positive that we're going to be able to expand the cemetery continuously.
And how much more space would that give you in terms of burial capacity?
We are shooting for about 38 acres of additional interable space. So that's a significant acquisition for us in terms of available time. That should allow us to bring in an additional 50 to 60,000 grave spaces. And that's a great news story for us in terms of being able to expand our capacity.
And in terms of the future time, how long does that take you out to capacity? In terms of years?
Well, with current eligibility, Tom, if there's no changes to that, we believe that should bring an additional 10 to 12 years of time, if you will, for burying veterans. The eligibility criteria right now is fairly stringent for Arlington. However, it is still in a significant demand. Just to give you an idea, we average about 30 services a day, Monday to Friday, at Arlington. We probably get requests for closer to 30. 38 per day. So there is a significant demand from people to come to Arlington. So if no changes happen to eligibility, we expect that southern expansion parcel to give us at least 10 to 12 years.
We're speaking with Kate Kelly, superintendent of Arlington National Cemetery, and looking at some of those problems from years ago. There were mismarked graves and lack of documentation. There were headstones found in streams, lots of different problems. How are things now? It sounds like it's running like clockwork.
Tom, we're really proud of where we're at now. And clearly an issue that the Army needed to correct, and they absolutely did. We're very proud of the fact that the Army has taken the level of care and investment that has been entrusted with us to really bring the cemetery into a very future-looking place. And what do I mean by that? We have technology capability here that's helping us manage Arlington in a way that has never been done before here at Arlington. We use geospatial mapping and GIS imagery to digitally map every single grave space. We have built a database of historical records and a database that manages every active burial coming in so that we maintain positive control over those burials. And we're able to then translate that into a public-facing website and mobile app that not only guides visitors and families, but allows that level of confidence to be transmitted to the American public, whether they can physically visit or whether they are virtually visiting us. And so some of those technology enhancements, along with a dramatic focus on training and process, have enabled us to just take leaps and bounds forward from the days that you've mentioned in the past. We're quite proud of that technological capability that we have here now, and we fly imagery yearly to make sure that our geospatial mapping is the most current and up-to-date, and we actively use these IT-based systems to manage not only our database but our day-to-day burial operations. It's really a great, great technology that helps enhance what we do here.
And if you only had the daily 24, 30 funerals, you would have a pretty decent maintenance job. But you've also got a large number of visitors annually that just want to pay respects. Tell us about some of the maintenance challenges and whether you have the budgets you think necessary to maintain the place with the dignity and appearance that you hope it has.
Well, we consider ourselves a national shrine, and we absolutely are. If you come to Arlington today, you can visually see the difference from 5-6 years ago in terms of the level of care and maintenance that we're able to invest into the cemetery now. We've been very fortunate to have the support of Congress in order to do that. And to be quite frank, there was many years of deferred maintenance backlog that was not resourced and not funded and not taken care of. But in the last 5 to 6 years, we've been able to do not only operational improvements, but really work on that maintenance component that you talked to, Tom. We've done things like redo every single water drain line within the cemetery, and that's 624-acre property here, where making sure a watershed is environmentally managed and appropriately managed so that there's no operational impact to the cemetery is an extraordinarily important thing. We've also been able to do operational improvements, which basically improve the experience of the family member who's coming for a service. How do they access the cemetery? How do they get to the graveside service? And so we've been able to really do not only tangible improvement that you can't see, but also do operational improvements to how we do business and how we support our veterans and families. And certainly the investment that we've gotten to do that has been instrumental in making that happen.
And besides the expansion, what are your priorities for the next few years?
Well, certainly our biggest challenge right now is a national dialogue about the future of the cemetery. We need to continue to talk about the eligibility questions and the demand for Arlington and how much space we can continue to utilize so that we can bury veterans. But we also need to continue to reach out to all those visitors that you talked about earlier and make sure that the American public and the next generations continue to understand what Arlington represents and how we continue to educate our younger generations about veterans service and all those notable graves that are here at the cemetery. Certainly our future focus is on the longevity of who we are as an active cemetery and also making sure that we're relevant and connected to the American public.
And when you walk into work or drive in and then go to your office every day, it's not just going into the average office building, is it?
It's certainly an experience. We have an administration building here that is of the 1960s era, and it's actually one of our operational improvement projects where we're going to do kind of a facelift on it that is very sensitive to the historic character of the building. And the reality is when you come to work every day here, you feel the importance and the presence of Arlington National Cemetery. I have employees who've worked here for years, and they tell me, and I feel the same, every day that you come onto the cemetery is a special day. Every day you're reminded that it's a level 2 arboretum, that it's a national shrine, and that at least 30 families have waited their turn in order to come and have the experience at Arlington that their loved one has earned through their service. And so those amazing facts make it what it is today.
Kate Kelly is superintendent of Arlington National Cemetery. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for the time, Tom. It's great to talk to you, and thank you for your interest and your listeners' interest in the future of the cemetery.